1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
Thank God it's Friday!
Crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show of the Afternoon. Here on the Big 550 KTRS, I am Paul Harris, your 20% host, giving 100% of the effort, and joined, of course, by Dan Strauss and Ian Geis. Hi, guys. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Fabulous.
Ready to roll into a holiday weekend.
Oh, yeah. I'm eating some ribs.
Yes, you are. Some leftover sugar fire from the Carney show.
Oh, they're good.
That won't affect your performance on the air at all, will it?
No.
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 You'll just have to excuse Dan.
When answering phones or typing. Eating ribs with your hands should not interfere in any way whatsoever.
No. It's not like his fingers are going to be all sticky.
No.
Not with me.
By the way, those of you who tune in specifically to hear this mouth sound. and then, of course, the teeth suck to get that last little bit of.
Oh, man.
I can't get it.
Do you ever do that? Talk to some, my mom is notorious, and my mom, I love you. She's notorious for talking to you while she's eating, and she'll go. So, what I wanted to tell you was, I'm like, can you call me back when you're finished eating?
I had lunch the other day with a guy who would stop in the middle of a sentence to put more food in his mouth. Yeah, so I was driving my wife to the mall the other day.
Oh, man.
And then he goes on with the story. Two more sentences. He's now swallows.
Oh, yeah.
And she wanted to go to this store. And last time I had lunch with this. I like him a lot, but it's the last time I have lunch with him. It's just too hard. Too
my
hard
son
to follow
Corey,
along.
My son Corey does it. Great imitation of my mom.
Yeah,
when she calls and she's eating, and it is so funny.
Let me ask you this: since we're talking about the teeth suck to get the little extra bit of rib out of there, or
yeah,
same thing applies, by the way, for popcorn or tortilla chips that get stuck in there. Have you ever had to improvise a toothpick? Because you don't want to, you know, you're with other people, and you don't want to do the finger in the mouth digging, you know, like you're caving with your finger to get that out of there. Have you ever had to try to do the impromptu thing with a straw?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Straws work pretty well.
You bring that drink up there, and you think you're fooling the other person. They just think I'm having a sip of soda.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. No, what you're actually doing is digging in there like a dentist doing a root canal.
Yeah. Wow, you sipped your soda out of the side of your mouth. You're over here on the side.
It's back there next to the molar.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and that next tooth, whatever that's called.
Oh, yeah.
It's in there. You got the straw going perpendicular to your face.
And then there was a matchbook cover was a good one to use. Matchbooks was good to use.
Remember the days when you would get a matchbook wherever you went out?
Yeah. Yeah. Not anymore.
Not anymore. Now you got to use those e-matchbooks, which are not as effective.
No.
No.
Before we talk about anything else this morning.
This morning?
This morning. What's wrong with you?
This morning.
Thank you, McGraw.
Before, it's a big day of the city.
Before we talk about anything else today, I have to mention that I heard today that this is the 10th consecutive year that we're going to have rain on Memorial Day weekend.
Really?
Yeah. And this is a weekend that everybody looks forward to because, you know, it's the unofficial start of summer and, you know, the kids are out of school and maybe you're planning on taking a trip and you're going to get caught up in those TSA backloads at the airport, or you're going to be on the road and you're going to... But you notice the gas prices went up 2 days ago, by the way?
Yeah, I went to get gas yesterday. Now, we talked about this, didn't we? The best days to buy gas is Tuesday and Wednesday?
That's what I heard.
Yeah, and I did not go get gas, so I went and got gas yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
$2.27.
I know.
I'm like, what?
It was up like 25 to 30 cents, depending on where you get it.
Oh, it was.
In 1 day.
Why?
You know what? Well, I'll tell you exactly why.
Because
somebody said, hey, it's going to be Memorial Day weekend.
Yes. Oh.
Jenkins, get the numbers up there. We can't have Memorial Day weekend with our first digit of one.
No.
Get up there and get the two, Jenkins.
Yeah.
Get a couple of twos and put them up there.
Oh, man. That was irritating.
The other thing I want to talk about today is telemarketing calls, which I thought we were done with when we started the Do Not Call registry, which was, I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, when they started that, we all had landlines. Now, many of us don't have a landline. We only have cell phones. And so I assumed that the Do Not Call thing extends to cell phones, but lately I've been getting a lot more of these. Now, I will tell you that if you call me on my cell phone and I don't know you, if your name doesn't come up on the screen, in other words, if you're not in my contacts list,
mm-hmm.
I'm not answering your call.
No.
I don't either.
And by the way, my wife says, well, how do you know it's not somebody you need to talk to? If I need to talk to them, they will leave me voicemail.
Yes.
That's how I know that it's somebody I need to talk to.
Some people, though, have to answer every call on their phone, no matter what.
Exactly.
I don't understand that.
Now, that's what brings me to a friend of mine. His name is Mark. And he wrote about this on his blog the other day because he gets phone calls from contractors who want to do work on his house all the time. He does not need any work done on his house. But he gave an example of what a call from them is like. This is so-and-so from whatever construction company. I spoke to you a few months ago about possible work on your home, on your street, and you were very nice to me, but you were not ready to start work just then. You told me to call back around now, and my firm's ready to come out and give you that free estimate you wanted. Mark says, well, at this point, I either call them a liar, because I never told them to call me back, and I was never nice to them the first time, or he says, I lie to them in response. I tell them, oh, my house burned down. You were going to call me back last month. If you'd done that, I would have given you the work, but now my house burned down, so there's no work for you. Or he'll say, you were going to call me back last month, and since you didn't, I gave all that work to another contractor. You know, whatever he can to get under him. So he wants to play with them and get back at them. And he says, once in a while, they try to convince me to just get an estimate. One guy got mad at me when I declined. He said, you're probably real ugly with no friends. And I said, well, now you've made a sale. He says, but really, I just feel sorry for a lot of these people because I have a feeling that many of them answered some ad about work in your own home and earn thousands a week, which to me are the kind of ads you see stapled to a telephone pole. Where else would you see that?
In a grocery store, on one of those...
On the bulletin board in the grocery store.
Yeah.
Is the thrifty nickel still around? It's probably in that thing.
I think so. I think it is.
Or maybe it's on Craigslist or whatever it is. So what I would like to do today is I would like to hear from anybody who's ever worked in any kind of boiler room operation or any kind of telemarketing operation, whether you did it from home or you did it from some company, and your job was to cold call people. Because I'm not talking about the robocalls you get. Hi, this is Rachel from Card Services, and there's nothing wrong with your card. We just wanted to tell you everybody's gotten that call. Mm-hmm. We all know Rachel.
Or the other one, when you answer the phone and it goes, "Haw, how would you like to win a trip to a cruise?"
I didn't know what the sound was at first when you did that.
It's the boat.
I've also gotten calls from Microsoft, and these are the ones that I let go, and my phone goes to voicemail, and you get, you know, you missed a few first 10 seconds of their message, and so then it cuts in. from Microsoft, a special offer from you. Click. I don't go any further, and I delete those voicemails. But I would love to hear from people who have done this for whatever company, and I'm curious about what that was like from your end. Because we, as consumers, we know what it's like from our end. It's just annoying. But there must be a successful system going on here. Why else would they still do it? Why would people still be getting hired to do this job if it wasn't effective in some way, right?
Yes.
So
yeah, there has to be, I mean, if there's maybe a 5% conversion rate, is that good?
I don't know.
I would think that would be good.
I would think 1 in 20, if you can sell whatever it is you're selling to somebody, or at least get them to agree to have your person come out to the house and, you know, let them do their salesman shtick for you.
So if you do 1,000, 2,000 calls a day from your office.
1,000 of those in a day?
Do you think that, well, if you have 30, 40 people working, is that possible?
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant 1,000 for one person.
No. Yeah, I don't know. I wonder what the high amount is for an office.
Well, 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, and on some cell phones, *KTRS. And by the way, I'm not talking about just a sales job. I'm talking about what seems to me to be like just grunt work of you sitting in front of a phone and you have a list that somebody gave you, and now you're just calling and you're the first person making contact with whoever it is, and you're trying to convince them to buy your product. Or I had a friend years ago, he sold electric light bulbs over the phone. He worked in a boiler room operation where they had desks, and they were given a list, and you just call these people and you tell them about this amazing offer we have on light bulbs. Light bulbs over the phone.
Well, Angela had, she's had two solicitors by door within the last couple weeks.
Really?
One, I believe, was a TV service, and one was a security service. And I wonder if that is even, that has to be even lower, I think, than, because nowadays anybody showing up at your door,
yes,
unannounced,
yeah,
is automatically the enemy. It's to get them away from your door as soon as possible. So I wonder if that's even, it has to be along the same lines.
You know what? I'm trying to remember. I don't think we've had anybody come to the door. Oh, you know what it is? One, like, I don't know if it was Edward Jones or A.G. Edwards or one of those other companies. Their local rep in our area thought, well, I know how I'll get people to invest their money with me. I'll walk door to door, introduce myself, and give them the business card. And boy, if you want to guarantee that you never get anything from me, knock on my door.
Yes.
If you're not the UPS guy bringing my wife shoes from Zappos, there's no reason for you to be knocking on my door. Let's go to the phones. Rich, you're on the Big 550. Hi.
Hi. First off, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I can approach this subject from both sides of it.
Okay.
As a very poor, underpaid college student, I did some of those cold calls. And there is nothing that is more hellish as far as work than doing that stuff.
What were you selling? Do you remember?
It was actually, and I'm saying this loosely in quotes, fundraising for the Fraternal Order of Police.
Okay.
And, oh, talk about, you know, that's one of those jobs that you better have some halfway decent self-esteem and a thick skin, because as soon as that you would start your spiel, probably 19 out of 20 would just hang up on you. Maybe 6 or 8% would just string you along and then say, oh, never mind, I'm not interested. I mean, it was just ridiculous.
I would guess, Rich, that when you're doing that job and you have a lot of people you have to call, if somebody's not interested, the quicker they tell you that and you can move on to the next one, the better, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely, without a doubt. But,
because I don't let them go 10 seconds before I say, not interested, and, and my wife taught me this one, and put me on your do not call list. Do you know that companies, by law, have to maintain a do not call list?
Really?
And then if they call you back, you can, I don't know who you complain to. I don't know what the legal action is. I'm just doing what the wife says here.
Yeah.
but they're...
Well, if they continue to call you, you file a complaint with the Attorney General, and the Attorney General will investigate it. And if there's several complaints against that particular company, then they'll come in and fine them pretty heavily for every offense.
For every offense. Wow. Ew. I like the sound of that. Hi, Rich. I'm glad you called. Thank you very much. Sandy, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
I work for the same company as my brother. Now, my brother was the top salesman. It was a soffit fascia siding kind of a company.
Uh-huh.
And I knew you would get bonuses if you got their foot in the door. My brother was the top salesman. They would take their top five salesmen and their wives or husbands to stop in Mexico or whatever. But we would get bonuses, and I made sure my brother got every one of my calls because I knew if he had his foot in the door, he could sell it.
So you had to make that initial contact. So you were making a lot of phone calls every day. And Ian was saying that, if you get one in 20, that's probably a good number. Does that sound right to you?
No, I wanted that 20 in 20.
Wow.
I'm greedy.
Wow.
And I look at it this way. I'm getting paid to do a job and to do it to the best of my ability. And my brother said he knew if he got one of my leads, it was going to be a good sale.
So how many times did your brother take you to Mexico?
He didn't take me, but he did bring me back some very nice jewelry.
Wait, whoa. Hold on just a second here. He went so many times, but never took the sister who generated the lead that got him the business?
He has a wonderful wife that I consider my sister. She is just absolutely adorable.
Apparently, she doesn't consider you her sister because she didn't say, hey, honey, take your sister.
Take your sister.
They brought me back jewelry, and that made me extremely happy, and I still have some of those pieces.
Okay. Yep. All right, well, if you were happy, that's the important part, Sandy. I'm glad you called. Thank you. Here's Leo on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, yeah, I sold newspaper subscriptions back in the late 80s when I was in college.
How'd that work?
Oh, it was horrible. Hi, have you gotten your newspaper today? That was the first line.
All right, so that's a little...
It's going to be even worse nowadays, though.
Yeah.
No.
The newspaper, what is that?
Well, we had little index cards, so we didn't have people's names. You just had an index card, and it'd be like, 84364 and then 00 through 99. So you're just calling everybody.
And how many people would you get to, let's say, in an hour? How many calls would you churn through?
Oh, God. We probably went through two or three cards a night. So probably at least 200-300.
200-300 in the course of a night. And out of that, how many do you think you sold?
Probably three or four.
Oh! That's not 1 out of 20, Ian. That's 1 out of 100 he's talking
maybe
about.
Maybe 1% is a good conversion rate.
Wow.
It was a job. It bought me some beer for college.
Yeah. How did you find out about the job? I'm curious.
I think it was a newspaper ad.
Good thing you got your newspaper, Leo. I'm glad you called. Thanks. Here's Doug on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, first of all, if I may have been to PM.
Thank you, Doug.
Hallelujah. Secondly, I had this gentleman call me for like a month and a half straight, every three or four days. His name was Rich, trying to sell me seamless cutters, which I already had.
Mm-hmm.
So finally one day, I just listened to his spiel and set up a date for him to come by and talk to me in person. And then right before we hung up, I said, well, hold on a second. I'd like to talk to you about some vinyl windows I'm trying to sell. He hung up quicker. never call me back again.
That's good. That reminds me of that there was a episode of Seinfeld where they're in the middle of having a conversation and the phone rings and he answers it and it's a telemarketer and he says, look, I'm really busy right now. Why don't you give me your home phone number and I'll call you back later. Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't like getting phone calls like that at home? Now you know how I feel. He slams the phone down.
Okay, you guys have a good day.
Thanks, Doug. You too. Pat, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Yeah, I got one of the free vacation calls.
Oh, yeah?
Where they high pressure you into a timeshare.
Uh-huh.
And my daughter and I got a trip down to Cancun and all our meals and everything paid and our airfare. And when I went on my tour, I wore a straw hat and cut off raggedy jeans and a holy T-shirt, and they bounce you from one salesperson to the next, and then you get the real high pressure salesperson. You know, let me see your credit card. Well, my credit card wasn't any good, and we just had a free vacation, and I had to spend about 3 hours looking at condos and walking around, and finally they gave up on me.
So that telemarketer did his or her job, but even though they were never going to sell you another thing.
No, they gave me a free trip.
Yeah.
I got everything for free just to, because they thought they were going to sell me a condo.
Yep.
And I had no intention, and, you know, I just had to get brutalized for 3 hours of walking around and looking at this and looking at that, and then bump to the next high-pressure salesperson, and, man, when he finally gave up, he was pissed.
I know people that do that a lot. A lot more people do what you do to get the free trip.
The timeshare things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we'll do those trips.
Yeah.
Well, my daughter and I had a real good time.
There
good.
You go.
I'm glad, glad you called, Pat. Thank you. Beverly, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Yes, I worked for a company that has an automatic dialing that, you know, you just sat there and it automatically dialed as soon as the next call hung up. And I was there and it drove me crazy because the first day I got there, there was a lady who had five kids, I suppose, and she couldn't buy any eaves and overhangs. And our line was, how are your eaves and overhangs? And I was like, oh, my God, do we have to say this actually? And one day I fell asleep in between calls, and I heard a and he had taken a picture of me sleeping and told me, you're fired.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So you'd make the phone call, and as soon as somebody hung up, it would automatically dial right to the next person. So you had no downtime.
None.
Wow.
It drove me nuts.
Yeah.
So I
can't imagine how anybody can handle it, Beverly. I'm glad you called. I got to take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment. 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now with our own little telemarketer, Tim Wiley.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, Dan. Well, they have cleared the earlier accident on westbound 40 at Lake St. Louis Boulevard. That stretch of highway between Highway K and Highway 70 still running in slow to stop and go areas. Also, they cleared the accident that was on westbound Manchester just near Henry. Now, traffic is still pretty well backed up. It looks like it's from Barrett Station all the way out through 141 on westbound Manchester. We just got a report of a stalled vehicle on eastbound Highway 40 near Lindbergh. The right lane is blocked there. And this traffic report is brought to you by Ace. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Your neighborhood Ace has everything you need for your painting projects, like their best paint, Valspar Optimus, and everything else you need to get the job done right. Only at Ace, the helpful place. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Happy Memorial Day weekend. As you fire up the barbecue and enjoy your time off, just remember those Americans who sacrificed for us on the front lines defending our way of life. The United States military. To all members of the armed forces, past and present, and their families, we honor your service and we say thank you. And have a good and safe Memorial Day weekend from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. The last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com for the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com.
Hey, did you know that fatigue driving can impair the human brain as much as alcohol can? Nearly 168 million people said they've driven a vehicle while feeling drowsy. If you've experienced difficulty focusing, heavy eyelids, or yawning, you need new Go Drive with Energy. With over 100,000 driver fatigue crashes per year, don't take any chances. New Go Drive with Energy triple action formula helps keep drivers alert with sustained energy and awareness. But Go Drive with Energy is not just for driving. Go Drive with Energy provides energy for up to 8 hours using a proprietary blend including clinically proven ingredients to help manage stress, anxiety, and keeps you focused. There's nothing else like it. Don't let stress and fatigue affect your life anymore. Get Go Drive with Energy today. Available at a select grocer near you. For more information, log on to GoDriveWithEnergy.com. That's GoDriveWithEnergy.com.
Did you start your own business even though your dad wanted you to be a banker?
Yeah.
Did you come up with an idea that could change the world, or at least some small piece of it?
You bet I did.
Then did you build that idea into a real business? You, with your own two hands, from the ground up?
Yeah, I did do that.
And then, to protect everything you worked for, you took the 10 minutes to incorporate your business, right?
Well, no.
You worked hard for your business, but if you're not incorporated, you can lose it all. Your business, your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away free 10-minute incorporation guides, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-900-3389. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Protect your business, your home, your savings. Call now for your free 10-minute incorporation guide. 1-800-900-3389. That's 1-800-900-3389.
If you currently use a CPAP system, I've got an important question for you. Are you sure you're keeping your CPAP system clean enough? Like, really sure? A dirty CPAP system is a perfect breeding ground for germs. Put that mask on and they've got a direct line to your body. Talk about a good way to get sick. Fortunately, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs in minutes. To introduce it to the world, they want you to try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-6142. With SoClean, you never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. Supplies are limited, so don't wait. Call 1-800-500-6142. 1-800-500-6142.
Baseball season is here. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their fire-breathing charcoal grill.
Steer-right!
Broilmaster grills smoke the competition with a lifetime limited warranty on most parts. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer or see over 25 different grills on display at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport.
Martin and Randy here, and we'll be live Wednesday, June 1st, 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Flagpoles, right by the fountains of Marie de Villa Luxury Retirement Living.
Located at 13900 Clayton Road on 22 acres in beautiful town and country.
How about this lineup? Red Shanding still joined us. Mike Shin and Al Roboski and Ted Ruse.
Come by and watch the show. There will be food and refreshments, and enjoy the friendly family atmosphere at Marie de Villa.
Wednesday, June 1st from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. on KTRS.
Ask yourself the following question. How healthy are you? Living a healthy lifestyle free from illness and poor medical conditions is not as hard as you think. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., listen to Naturally Speaking from the Institute of Natural Health. You'll learn how to achieve wellness naturally by putting the focus on the person, not the condition. There really is a better way to live. Listen to Naturally Speaking, Sundays at 5 o'clock on the Big 550 KTRS.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Colin will be here at the top of the hour with news, and then he'll join me to do some movie reviews, including the new X-Men Apocalypse movie that is opening up today. And we've got a great documentary to tell you about as well. And, of course, in the 5 o'clock hour, it's the Harris Challenge and Mike Evans and your weekly batch of knuckleheads in the news. There was a great story from the people at STLtoday.com, particularly from Elisa Crouch, who got this story. I think it's the best story they've had since David Hun had all those stories about Stan Kroenke and the dome and all that. There's a story about this woman named Diane Critchlow, who used to be the superintendent of the Fox School District down in Jeffco. Apparently they did an audit of the district from the years that she was there, and the audit shows that she was using taxpayer money that was supposed to get used in the classrooms, but instead it was being used for her benefit. She racked up, in 2013 and 2014, according to this audit, she racked up $100,000 in questionable expenses on three school district credit cards for iTunes gift cards and shampoo and watches and wedding gifts and a garlic press. But here's the ballsy part of that. Not only did she charge them to a district credit card, she then expensed it to the district.
Oh, my goodness. A garlic press?
Yeah, very important. Every school has to have a garlic press. Yes. You put it on the shelf right next to your shampoo.
Yeah.
It said that she manipulated her own salary without the board's approval. And there was, at one point, they had a scholarship program. About $3,000 or $4,000 in scholarship money that was going to go to a kid. Now, they only did this in 2 years, in 2010 and 2013. Guess who won in 2010 and who won in 2013?
Her kid?
Exactly!
Wow.
Exactly right.
That's weird.
Scholarship programs that she personally oversaw. The audit says that the school board said she could buy a $34,000 car. So she immediately went out and bought a $43,000 car. It's hard to tell when the numbers are right next to each other which one comes first.
She could 34, be
43. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I can excuse that.
Yeah.
Let's see. She approved a $12,000 addition to her $234,000 salary without approval of the board. And, she also put down travel expenses for family and friends and high-end cameras and cell phones, used district credit cards to pay for red light tickets, fast food meals, and at one point, her husband got promoted to a job for the school district without the board's approval, was paid for advanced degrees he didn't have, and got $89,000 in compensation that was never approved and wrongly paid.
Mm.
But wait for it. This is according to this story by Elisa Crouch at STL Today. In 2014, logging equipment was purchased on those credit cards from Amazon and sent to Critchlow's home. What a coincidence that at the time she and her husband were trying to start a land and timber improvement sales company.
Logging equipment.
Wow. They eventually gave that back. But, you know, that's the sort of thing, even if you're in a company, if you want to buy something on behalf of that company, you go to your accounts payable people, you work it out, you get the approval, there's signatures involved. No, for her signature was all they needed.
Wow.
She bought $8,000 in gift cards to Pizza Hut, Burger King, and Subway. I didn't know that those places sold gift cards.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they all do.
$8,000 in that stuff. Of course, her lawyer says, oh, this audit is full of half-truths, and we'll get to the bottom of this sort of thing. Yeah. She hasn't been the superintendent in Fox School District for a couple of years, but she was there for about a decade or so, and apparently, if the allegations are true, and my lawyer's listening right now, and he says, please say allegations, please say it again, allegations, if those allegations are true, this was just lining her pockets for the 10 years she was there, and here's why you should be mad about it. It's taxpayer money that should be going to schools, too. I don't know. How about pay teachers? How about get supplies for education and that sort of stuff? That's that greedy sort of...
You know, the big red flag should have been not once, but twice, her kid winning the scholarship.
Yeah. What a surprise.
Wow.
What a surprise. What else is on my desktop here today? Oh, this great story out of Texas. You know those electronic road signs?
Yes.
The ones that, you know, the...
Yeah, my brother used to
program lane closed
those.
Ahead, or okay, speed limits, or reduced... Yeah.
Right, or, you know, they can change them. They can put any messages that they want. Your brother used to program them?
He used to program them when he worked for MoDOT. He doesn't work for MoDOT any longer, but he did used to
yeah,
program
apparently them. All there is inside it is a keyboard locked mm-hmm. in the box at the bottom.
Which is what brings us to the story out of Texas. Cedar Park, Texas. Jeffrey Eltgroth, 26 years old, is charged with criminal mischief for changing a construction ahead warning to drive crazy, y'all.
Drive crazy, y'all. That would be funny to be driving down the highway and look over and see that.
Absolutely. But court documents say police were called after a witness saw Eltgroth type the message into the sign and walk away. A cop found him in a nearby gas station, and he admitted, yeah, I'm the one who changed the sign. Now, here's the next question you have to ask, right? Not why. We know why you did it.
Yeah.
It's a prank. Okay, yeah. We get that. Okay. How? How did you do that? The news story says he was very easily able to guess the username and password for the machine to gain access.
Wow.
I'm going to guess that the username was username uh-huh. and the password was password.
Yep.
Or 123456 yeah. or something like
admin.
That.
Admin.
Admin or login. People don't change those things.
Wow.
Drive crazy, y'all. Isn't that what Jack Buck used to say all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, drive crazy.
Drive
crazy, y'all. Go crazy, folks, and drive crazy, y'all.
And while we're speaking of driving, here's a story. I haven't been here in a week, 2 weeks, so I got to get through a lot of stuff here. A story from Rochester, Indiana. Five teens in a Dodge minivan were clocked by a state trooper going down a road where the speed limit was 35 miles an hour. They were clocked doing 60. So the trooper goes off to take off after them. And sees things being thrown out the window that are very obviously beer bottles from both sides of the van. The cop stops the minivan, searches the interior. There are bottles of beer and booze all over the inside of this. And there's a strong smell of alcohol. The oldest person in the van was 17. The others were 16 years old. They're all facing all sorts of charges, underage drinking, reckless driving, et cetera, et cetera. Here's the best part of the story. I'm going to read this to you verbatim. All five were released into the custody of a relative of one of the teens. The troopers initially had trouble contacting the teens' parents because the parents do not use telephones due to practicing the Amish religion.
Oh.
By the way, the kids at one point were clocked at 110 miles an hour going down a county road, and they're Amish.
That's that wilding period.
Yeah, what is that thing called?
I think it's called the wilding, where
they get to be 16 years old.
It's like a free break, I think, of the...
I always told you that Jebediah was too wild to hang out with. And now we
Rumspringer.
Got himself a van.
Rumspringer, that's it.
Yes.
I only remember that from that TV show that was on a few
Translated
years ago.
Translated in English means running around.
Running around.
Rumspringer?
And that's what they do.
Yes. For Amish youth, the Rumspringer normally begins around the age of 14 to 16 and ends when the youth chooses baptism within the Amish church or leaves the community.
Right. They're essentially saying to you, look, go out into the
this
world.
Is where you got to decide now yeah. what path you're going to take.
See what the world is like. And if you like that world, stay. You're out of our world. You cannot come back into our world, right? Is that it?
Yes.
You're like excommunicated?
Yeah. Yeah, because anybody that leaves the community... The Amish are not allowed to, you know, socialize with them, interact with them at all.
So you can't go back and say, you know, I want to come back home.
I think there are ways to come back, but you have to adhere to the...
Well, so you can't go halfway? You can't
no.
Get, Mom and Dad, I decided I want to come back to the community, but I really like my iPhone.
Exactly. There's no... Yeah.
But before I come back in here, I have been binge-watching this thing on Netflix. Can I finish that?
Yeah.
Before I come back?
I like my iPhone, my TV, and my radio.
Yeah. By the way, right now in the office, I guarantee you there's somebody who's saying, oh, you know, he's being offensive to a religious group here. Yeah, but it's the Amish. They can't hear it.
No, they can't.
We're okay.
Unless they're Rumspringing right now.
Right, and they are laughing their asses off.
Yeah.
The Rumspringers are, this is hysterical.
I told you to run around, not drive around.
110 miles an hour. What's wrong with you?
How many horses is that?
1 horsepower.
We didn't even know the buggy got up to that speed. Okay, fine. Also on my desktop here, a new report from the Government Accountability Office about how badly behind the times the Pentagon is when it comes to technology. According to this report, the Pentagon is still using computing systems from the 1970s. To give you an idea how old that is, many of the systems that we are using to run our intercontinental ballistic missiles, nuclear bombers, and tanker support aircraft need floppy disks.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm not talking about the 3-inch floppy disks or even the ones before that, the 5 1/4. I'm talking about the big ones, the 8 1/2-inch floppy disks.
When the disks were actually floppy.
Yeah.
Yes, when they were. Yeah, because when you got down to the 3-inch ones, they were in that harder shell.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah. Now, we have a generation of people who don't even know what I'm talking about.
Exactly, yeah.
Floppy disk? What are you talking about? I mean, I bought a new computer last fall when I finally switched from PC to Apple, and I bought a MacBook. It doesn't even have a CD drive in it.
It's like a big square CD.
That's what it is.
But new generation don't even know what a CD is.
No, that's what I'm saying. They have no idea.
No.
The GAO says that the government departments spend upwards of $60 billion a year operating and maintaining out-of-date technologies. Now, maybe I'm crazy. Call me crazy, Dan.
Crazy.
Instead of just operating out-of-date technologies, I just might run down to Best Buy and get something new.
Yeah. Yeah. $60 billion
a year.
Yeah.
They spend on this stuff. And by the way, did I mention nuclear bombs? Our intercontinental ballistic missile system?
Yeah.
You may want to update that one a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh. Control Alt Delete, Jenkins. How many times do I have to tell you?
Well, good luck trying to get a virus on an 8-inch floppy disk, though. You think it's pretty secure. Nobody's writing code or anything to try to hack it.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
There's no malware.
No.
Yeah, really. Floppy
disk. Oh, that's a very good point. All right, and lastly in this hour, I got to mention this story out of San Francisco, which has become America's most expensive city. We forget that here in the Midwest, particularly in the St. Louis area, this is probably not true in Chicago so much, but here in the St. Louis area, we have a great cost of living compared to what it is on the coasts.
Yeah.
You know, you go to New York or Washington, D.C. or L.A. or particularly San Francisco, none of us could afford to live there. It's just ridiculous. And San Francisco has gone crazy because of Silicon Valley, because of all these young people who are suddenly becoming tech millionaires and billionaires. And they are taking over not just neighborhoods, but the parks. There's one park in the Mission District called Dolores Park, which is in an area that used to have a lot of low-income people, a lot of minorities lived there. This was a park that they could go to, and they could enjoy the park, put a blanket out, picnic, whatever they wanted to do. Not anymore. You now have to pay to use a piece of grass. Oh. You have to pay a $200 security deposit and as much as $260 for your little square of grass in Dolores Park.
Wow. Is that per year?
No, that's the day, Dan.
Oh, for the day?
Yes.
Wow.
A $200 security deposit because, you know, God forbid you leave behind the Bud Light can.
Right. Exactly.
They got to come over and pick it up for you. $260. You want to take your kids to the park? Hey, let's go out and have a catch. No, I'm sorry. You didn't pay to do that.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
What if you don't stand on that side of that grass?
Well, if you can hover, Dan, it's free.
What if you kind of jump around?
The time you're in the air, free. As soon as you come back down, you got to pay.
Oh, man.
It's like that vacation where you win a five-day vacation. Well, is that 5 days, four nights, or 5 days, six nights? Oh, no, no, not nights. You get the days. You cannot be around here at night. Same thing there. Get off the grass. You kids, get off that lawn. You didn't pay.
Get off my lawn.
Showbiz stuff in the next hour on the Big 550. Meep, meep.
All right, we're going to check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Dan, you ask such great questions.
What's that?
Well, just what if you don't? And he goes, well, if you hover, yeah.
Well, no, if you're standing there and you're bouncing around and jumping around, then you're...
Right.
Yeah. What if I'm up in a tree? Do I have to pay then?
Yeah. You have to pay tree tax.
I put my kid on a swing, technically not on the grass.
No, that's true.
You have to pay for that time.
Man.
Hey, on northbound 255 before Route 15, you've got two left lanes blocked with a police incident, and that has traffic backed up a little bit north of Highway 157. If you're on southbound 55, you'll be slow now from Weber Road down through Revis Barracks in the work zone. Southbound 170, that's stacking up now from just south of Del Mar down through Highway 40. If you're coming in eastbound 40, 141 through Mason, then we're heavy again, McKnight, that goes through Big Bend. Westbound 40, slowing from Boyle out through McCausland. This traffic report brought to you by Hum by Verizon. And put some smarts in your car. Plug in Hum by Verizon to get vehicle diagnostics, emergency incident alerts, and pinpoint roadside assistance. For a smarter, safer car, go to hum.com. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 2250-95. This message is for the business owners that make America great.
With $25,000 in capital, I put in an outdoor seating area that would pay for itself in a month.
If only I had $75,000, I'd buy the equipment I desperately need.
My business is on the verge of a breakthrough. If I had $250,000 today, it could really take off.
Is access to capital standing between you and your dreams? Even if you can get a loan, it can take months. If only there was a way for business owners to get the funding they need when they need it, so they can seize opportunities to truly succeed. For over 14 years, BFS Capital has given businesses of all sizes the money they need, providing more than $1 billion in funding. BFS Capital is flexible and fast. Call now, get approved today, and you could have the funds you need in as little as 48 hours. 1-800-700-1320. 1-800-700-1320. That's 1-800-700-1320.
Business fundings only. Loans may be provided by third parties.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do.